it's Monday, August 1st, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 16. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you would like to email us, it's videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. With us today, we have three folks. Phil.
Yo.
Keith.
I'm actually a blood, not a folk.
You're actually a what?
You know nothing about games.
Anyway, and Bob.
I want a hot rod.
Nice.
Today we will be discussing what's new at Dream Station, Australia bans GTA, video game deaths, the top 8 via Amazon, Factor Crap, Nintendo profits are down, stupid gamers in the news, Sony's compatibility decisions, G4ia award winners, Battlefield 2 servers are hacked, MTV nominating video game soundtracks, the 85-year-old grandmother suing Rockstar Games, the FTC investigating Rockstar Games, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Next topic.
In housekeeping, podcastalley.com, if you would like to vote for us. We were actually, what were we, Keith, like number 18 in the tech podcast, which is awesome, so thank you guys.
Well, last I looked, we were 18, yes. I don't know what we are anymore.
Winners are announced on this Friday.
It's Podcast Awards.
Shut up.
That was yesterday, and I voted twice.
You're not allowed to vote twice?
I have two different personalities, which use two different email addresses.
Touché, Sybil. So it's a new month for PodcastAlley.com. If you feel like being bothered, we would love the votes, but they reset every month, so.
Vote, and in 30 days, your vote means nothing.
It's like Oprah on a diet.
Oprah doesn't diet. Fact, Oprah eats children.
Factor crap.
Both.
PodcastAwards.com, as the folks mentioned, voting is over, so thank you for voting. I want to give a shout-out to Master Chief 0987, Surf and Mongo, and Kirby. We actually got a chance to play some Battlefield and some Xbox with those guys this week, so thanks.
Next topic.
New at DreamStation.cc. We have a review of the PSP version of Dead to Rights Reckoning, PS2 review of Mark of Kree 2 Rise of the Kasai. We will be interviewing Major Nelson in the next week or two, so if you guys, I started a forum post, if you guys have anything you want to ask Major Nelson. Major Nelson is the Xbox Live community kind of guy. He's got some inside scoop. He works for Microsoft. Just put those on the forum and I can ask him those. We're going to have some contests coming up. People were saying that they wanted to get onto the podcast, so we were kind of poking around the idea of 60 seconds of infamy, where we will have some sort of contest, and the prize is that you get on the podcast for a minute to talk about anything you want while we berate you in the background.
Yeah. It may sound like I really want to enter this contest. Come be berated by four retards.
By berated, I mean praised. I'm not sure why anyone would want to be on the podcast.
I'm not sure why I'm on the podcast.
Also, what we're going to be doing soon is we're getting together some sort of Xbox Live gaming match type of thing against at least the guys on Gamertag Radio. We just got to set it up, and we're going to be playing probably Halo 2, which all of us hate Halo 2, but it's all for fun. If we win, great. If we lose, even better.
Is that like a Garfield High School mentality there? I didn't ever understand losing.
Trying to rip on the Bulldog spirit.
The Padua, what were you guys, like the Franciscan monks or something?
You're monks.
Padua monks?
We were Bruin.
Bruin.
What the hell is a Bruin?
Like a bear.
Why didn't you just call yourself a bear?
A Bruin is like a very holy bear. Little John from the old Robin Hood cartoon. Friar Tuck in the Robin Hood cartoon. He might have been a bear.
No, he was like some kind of a badger.
Badger, 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 badger. Mushroom, mushroom.
Next topic.
Australia bans GTA, our friends in the land down under. AO rating equals no selly selly. Can't buy it, can't sell it. It is illegal.
Assign the adult rating to it. I mean, it's all based on opinion. That's great. Killing cops is fine, and killing hookers is fine. Just please, please don't have sex with them.
It sucks to be you guys. You get the games like 3 weeks late. They're triple the price. You got Paul Hogan.
But now there's going to be a black market for Grand Theft Auto.
You'll be walking down the road and a kangaroo will hop up. The zipper pouch will open up. Paul Hogan will jump out.
You have Paul Hogan walk up, open his coat, and just have like Bowie knives and boomerangs on one side and Grand Theft Auto on the other. Die, mate!
Next topic.
Video game deaths this week. 20-year-old South Korean student in Australia was stabbed to death in a video game hall in Australia by two local teenagers, according to the Australian Online News yesterday. Police arrested two suspects 7 hours later and identified them as Middle Eastern male teenagers aged 17 and 18. No motive has been disclosed.
Well, come on, man. You're mixing Korea and Australia and Middle Eastern people. That's a recipe for destruction.
It's like a script from the real world.
That the death actually had nothing to do with video games, just happened to be near video games, and Chris is really starting to reach with these video game deaths.
So, yes, Bob, my video game deaths kind of suck. There's ravenous people on the forums requesting video game deaths, and this is all I could come up with. I had a funny...
But when we find out what the motive is, we can say. He was farming gold in World of Warcraft, and the Middle Eastern guys were mad because they couldn't buy anything because the in-game economy was out of whack.
They were mad that GTA was banned and Leisure Suit Larry still on store shelves.
That's a good point. Okay, so that was my crappy video game death. I'm sorry. I'll try and do better next week.
Why don't you get out there and go kill someone and say it's for a video game?
I was going to say, remember that contest we talked about earlier?
You want your minute of fame? There you go.
Can't condone that. Please don't go out and kill people so that you can be in the podcast.
Next topic.
Amazon's top 8. These are the top-selling video game categorized products, according to Amazon. These are updated hourly, so if you're following along at home, you're probably not following along at home. Number 8, World of Warcraft 60-day prepaid card. Didn't say they were good purchases, I just said these are the top 8. Number 7, the PlayStation 2 new design, the slimmer one. Number 6, Guild Wars. Down to $40, apparently.
Too much for that pile of poo.
Number 5, the Sony PlayStation Portable Value Pack. The value pack comes with...
There is no value. They just added that onto it.
I believe it comes with the PlayStation, a 32-megabyte memory stick, which is virtually useless, the freaky little white strap, the headphones, and the remote control piece.
Remote control. What the... What do you need remote control for?
The volume up and down. You can put the thing in your pocket or your backpack, and you have the volume controls right there on your neck, like kind of like the headphones for PCs. $250 only.
And they still have no games. Brilliant.
Yeah. Number 4, it's the PC version DVD-ROM of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Number 3, World of Warcraft for the PC and Mac. Number 2, Nancy Drew, Secret of the Old Clock. $17.
Where are you getting these from?
Dude, these are from Amazon.
Amazon.
Oh.
Nancy Drew and the Secret of the Old Clock. Now, you want to talk about reaching? She's gotten to the point where all she can find is clocks. That's her mystery? Like what? She get lost, couldn't figure out what time it was, so she stumbles around the house trying to find the clock?
I will say it's by Her Interactive, so, you know.
Nancy Drew's 75th anniversary. Feature number 2, 20-plus hours of non-violent gameplay.
Oh, God, what a waste of money.
Second chance option erases making mistakes.
So there's no violence, you're looking for a clock, and if you somehow make a mistake, you can try again.
It's a 1930s setting with vintage cars, clothes, and slang. Anyways, number 1, PlayStation 2 pre-order, Madden 2006. It's not out yet, guys. Why are you buying it?
Next topic.
Time once again for Factor Crap.
Yay!
I wanted to thank Little Faye. She has sent me a link with a little bit more information on the whole Camel Jockey story from last week. One of the biggest reasons they went to use robots was because children were being kidnapped and kept underfed and malnourished so that camels would ride a little faster.
I can see the connection. The camels were enraged at the children being kidnapped, so they tried harder?
No, I think it's more like, do you run faster with a fat kid on your back, like Chunk from the Goonies, or Darvin Marvin from South Park. Just tape that little bugger right to the camel and shear off!
I thought there was a robot guiding the camel. When did children come into play?
To prevent the kidnappings and... Okay, here are the 3 fact or craps. One of these is false. There's a blind gamer who wins at Soul Calibur. He's in Nebraska. ESRB revamps the rating system to add more categories. Adult sexual MMO, where you have sex and
commit sex against their will, basically.
Not in Australia.
I'm going to say the adult sex MMO. I just can't see that happening.
All right, Phil?
I'm going to go with the ESRB revamp the rating system. Do we really need any more rating?
And Bob?
Phil, I think ESRB is just too lazy. I don't think they'll do that. They're too got their on the frizzle over Grand Theft Auto right now. They're not going to revamp.
Oh, that's rich.
The actual fake one was Bob and Phil picked the ESRB revamping the rating system. That is from Kaze sent me an email, suggested that one, so thank you. They're staying the same. The system is horribly failed and flawed according to every politician, but they're going to keep it. So the ones that were true, blind gamer kicking butt at Soul Calibur. That was pointed out to me by Master Chief, and I think Keith, you might have sent me the link as well. Wired News reports that some kid in Lincoln, Nebraska is like super sweet at Soul Calibur and Mortal Kombat, and he's completely blind.
Doesn't seem right, but hey, good for him.
Yeah, good for him, but...
Maybe he has surround sound and plays by ear. The MMO is real.
The MMO is real. It's called Sociolatron.
Got gotta be Japanese, right?
Germany.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
So it's gonna be all dudes.
Dita, come look at my pad. The graphics are gonna be like kinda Ultima Online, really horribly crappy, but they're gonna have all kinds of animations and stuff, you know what I mean? Dude, where do I pre-order? This sounds like it's gonna revolutionize gaming. You can wear a lockable chastity belt, both men and women. But Grand Theft Auto is a horrible game.
Next topic.
Okay, Nintendo profits. Nintendo has a 78.5% reduction in operating profits for the quarter ending June 30th. They're basically being held on by the strong sales of the Nintendo DS because there are not enough games for the GameCube, and the GameCube and the GBA sales are finally declining. That being said, they're still profitable. They made something like $33 million, just not nearly as much. I mean, 80% reduction in profit is actually pretty considerable. Sony, just on a side note here, two consecutive losses for the past two quarters. $174 million they lost in the past quarter. We talked about Xbox, which was also kind of the same ballpark, so I don't know how these guys are. Why would you still do that? We've had a good quarter, only $200 million lost.
Next topic.
Stupid gamers in the news. Ken Kutaragi, who is the head Sony dude, says that the PlayStation 3's lifespan will be 10 years.
Okay. Supposed to be around before it biodegrades.
The PlayStation 3 can't be offered at a price that's targeted towards today's households. I'm not going to reveal the price today. I'm only going to say that it will be expensive. Those are quotes.
Will not be bought.
We're making this product you can't afford. And we know you can't afford it. So we're going to make the product anyway.
It's not a video game console. It's a home entertainment solution. Just remember that. So you're not just getting video games. You're getting a crappy MP3 player, a crappy DVD player, a crappy CD player, all in one package.
Maybe it's going to be around for 10 years because it takes you the first 8 to save up enough money to buy one.
To make the down payment, dude.
How do they expect to compete with Microsoft if they keep releasing statements like this?
I know which two of the three next-gen systems I will be buying. So Kutaragi technically wasn't a stupid gamer in the news, but those are pretty stupid comments.
He's pretty stupid. He's played a game.
He's trying to make it a status symbol so that people will say, I have to have one of these so I'm cool, like the Air Jordans back in the day. Maybe at that rate we'll have more video game deaths, people robbing things and shooting each other for a PlayStation 3.
Next topic.
Speaking of Sony, this was via email from Chris Gallant. PSM Magazine gave some information, I'm not sure if this is rumor or hearsay or what. Old peripherals, such as memory cards, dance pads, whatever, won't work in the PlayStation 3. You will save games on the memory stick duos. They may possibly make a separate adapter to use the older peripherals, so for your grand or whatever you're going to spend, you can't even use your dance pad from last version.
Because that one's not a good enough status symbol. You have to earn your dance pad.
PlayStation 3's hard drive won't actually be used for gaming. Instead, the users of the PlayStation 3 will store and watch MP3s, videos, and files on it for easy transfer between the PC and the PSP. So you can't save game-related stuff on the hard disk. That's a good idea.
Waste. What a waste.
I don't know how this thing's going to sell, dude.
This PlayStation 3 is sounding like crap.
Oh, yes. Plans call for Sony to release a TiVo-like add-on for the PlayStation 3. The PSP will be able to store movies and shows that were recorded on the PlayStation 3. Most games for the PlayStation 3 will have high-def support. The games will be targeted at 720p standard. Remember they gave all this crap about, it's going to be high-def and we can run it on dual monitors and all this, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're finding out, really, that high-def games run slower than 720p games. So
really?
They're going to because it's 300 extra lines or whatever it is. They're going to say that just like PC games, players will have the option to lower the quality in order to boost speed. Buy a PC.
Why would you spend $700 on a PC that does a bunch of things when you could spend $700 on the PlayStation 3?
Do any TVs project that 1024p or whatever?
Mine does 1080i. The new ones that are going to be coming out are going to do the 1080p, but not many of them, if any of them at all, do it today, and even if they did, they'd be way too expensive.
$20,000 TVs or whatever?
Well, the PlayStation will be around for 10 years, so 10 years from now, you'll have TVs that can do this type of thing. Go Nintendo. Come on, I'm seriously rooting for you.
Next topic.
Our favorite gaming network, G4. The G4ia Awards has happened this past weekend, although it won't air until sometime in August. We know the winners, so there's absolutely no reason to watch. Favorite game, Halo 2.
Okay, that just ruined all their credibility. You can just stop talking right now.
Oh no, there's more. Halo 2 won most overall awards. It won Game of the Year. It won Best Shooter, Best Multiplayer Game, Best Soundtrack, Best Male Performance.
It's not whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, that station has just lost all credibility in my book. Not that my book has any credibility, but they lost credibility in my book.
Half-Life 2 did win a little bit of awards, best graphics, best female performance. Now, I have to say, I just recently purchased Half-Life 2. I've played it for maybe 2 or 3 hours, and I'm jaw-droppingly inspired by this game. This game is phenomenally amazing. If you haven't played it and you have a PC, buy it. Halo 2 is the pimple on the butt of Half-Life 2, but that's just my opinion.
I like that. You compared it to Elysian.
The other game that's actually, maybe some of you have heard of, World of Warcraft. Yeah, all that won was the EB Gamers Choice Awards, so it was like 4 million people worldwide or something ridiculous.
Wow.
But come on, Halo 2 is great. It's the most wonderful game in the universe. It won Best Multiplayer Game. All 16 of the people that can play in the game. Anyways, the bitter is over.
No, the bitter is still there.
Okay, the topic is over. How about?
Next topic.
Oh, I know a game that has more than 16 players allowed, and it's called Battlefield 2. Speaking of which, the servers have been hacked.
Segway!
I've been working hard on it.
A very smooth transition.
A fan found a vulnerability.
He told EA about it. EA ignored him. So he basically unlocked all of the weapons for a whole bunch of players on the master server. And he says if they don't do anything about it, he's going to make everyone that plays the game a sergeant major sometime this coming week. Online terrorism.
Sometime this coming week.
I can finally get that good support gun.
Xbox owners, you will be getting a taste of the Battlefield 2 coming up here soon. I believe it's also coming out for the PlayStation 2. Nintendo, you shouldn't really expect any new games. Come on, you know better than that. Xbox is going to have a contest on Xbox Live starting tomorrow, which would be Tuesday. Following Tuesday, the contest will end. Whoever spends the most time on Xbox Live wins. I don't even remember what they win because...
Oh, I'm like, sweet, more deaths in the news.
How is that even allowed?
Stay tuned for next week's podcast for more gaming deaths.
Yeah, we know you kids are off school and you don't have anything better to do, so do us a favor. See if any of you can last an entire week online.
Next topic.
MTV is nominating video game soundtracks at the next movie awards.
What?
They're called the Video Music Awards, you know, those? Yeah, well, soundtracks now are up. Soundtracks such as Dance Dance Revolution, Madden, Midnight Club 3, Def Jam, and Tony Hawk's Underground 2. These are basically licensed soundtrack games. Whatever. On a tangent, they've announced that there's going to be Jackass the Video Game coming out soon. I'm sure that'll be oodles of fun.
Oh, will you be able to ride around in a shopping cart naked, all oiled up?
Next topic.
An 85-year-old grandmother sues Rockstar Games. A granny in New York suing Rockstar and parent company Take-Two for false advertising with the whole hot coffee thing. She bought the game for her 14-year-old grandson and wants to file a class action lawsuit. The lawyer for this lady is saying that, you know, the basis of her argument is that no parent would ever buy an AO title for their under 18 child. Apparently mature is a different story, but adults only is right out. This kid was 14.
And she was 85. She needed to fall down a flight of stairs and break her hip.
When I first heard this story, it was played over a local radio station. Yeah, it's okay to shoot police officers and kill hookers and whatnot, but showing sex, that's not good.
The kid's just a mess now, isn't he?
I think she was suing for them to give back all their profits from the game.
Yeah, yes. Something like that.
I despise stupid people.
Still trying to figure out the false advertising of an M game at the time for a 14-year-old boy.
I'm not saying that her argument is good with the whole 14-year-old kid, because 14-year-old kids shouldn't be playing a mature-rated game regardless. But what I will say is, I admit, I called Best Buy and a couple other stores and tried to get my money back, mainly because I don't play the game anymore, so $50 versus nothing, I'd rather have the $50. I mean, it was slated as a mature-rated game. It turns out that it wasn't mature, it was AO. It's kind of false advertising. They did lie, whatever. I'm not saying Rockstar should get off scot-free. All I'm saying is that people are overreacting. They're just using it as like a political stance to get in the news or whatever.
Next topic.
Speaking of which, the FTC is going to investigate Rockstar Games to see if they were intentionally deceiving the ESRB. Should the FTC determine that Rockstar Games deliberately misled the ratings board and consumers nationwide, they will pay the price, says Congressman Fred Upton, a Republican from Michigan.
There's no law.
They will pay the price. On a side note, eBay made a big stink about where you are selling your versions of Grand Theft Auto. You have to put them in the mature section alongside with the porn.
Next topic.
Moving on to our forum question. www.dreamstation.cc. Go to the forums there on the left-hand side. Click on forums. There'll be a general forums section. Post a weekly poll. The poll last week, thanks to Redeema, was, does in-game advertising actually work? So if you've seen an ad or heard a song or whatever that was mentioned in a game, did it actually make you go out and buy it? 22% said yes, 78% said no. I'm surprised even the 22% said yes. Rave says, yeah, like I said, I bought brand new CD after hearing The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows on EA Tracks for Tiger Woods 2004. I turn EA Tracks off as soon as I open the cartridge. College football, which I'm going to have a review online probably in the next week here, and I was supposed to review it tonight, but we're simply not going to have enough time. College football, you know, all that cheesy music like that. I put it in, EA Tracks is turned on, it's playing some stupid lag wagon song. I'm so that I didn't think of anything to say. It's college football. Don't put MXPX, Lagwagon, or all this other punk bullcrap. It's college football. At the very least, turn it on by default. Let me hear the stupid college theme music. Everyone's favorite supervillain, the Recluse, is back.
Yay.
I see an ad, and I'm not going to do the supervillain voice this week, though, so.
Oh.
Sorry.
Come on, do it.
All right, maybe I'll do it.
I see an ad in a game and I disregard it almost completely. If the only way they can sell their products is through a video game, then the product isn't worth buying. Don't forget, I have come to overtake the world, extracting your brains and scattering bodies worldwide. Thank you for your patience, puny people of Earth. I'm not really a villain, I'm just a normal guy.
Assaulted Peanut has a little something-something to say. I say it's just wrong. Just because a band has some music in their game makes the album not worth buying. I do believe some ads have some effect, and yes, music is advertising. I have bought bands' albums because I heard them in a game. Burnout 3 has great music. But even driving through the city in Need for Speed Underground, I see ads everywhere for everything, including Best Buy. I'm not going to go shopping there, nor is it going to make me shop there. I didn't put my feet up all on his furniture. Of course I put my feet up all on his furniture. I'm sorry, dude. I just did need to point out, unless I misread what you were writing, you said, because a band has music in a game, that makes their album not worth buying, except for Burnout 3 does really have good music, and you bought a couple bands' albums because you heard them in a game. So please correct me. I'm sure I'm wrong. I do like the username, though, Assaulted Peanut. Simpala64, no, I cannot recall ever buying something advertised in a game based on that ad. I do know that I have bought games based on...
That's what they want you to think. See, you've just been brainwashed, and you are buying things. You just don't know it. You're going to come home and be like, hey, I don't remember shopping at IKEA. Oh.
Where did this coffee table come from? I do know that I have bought games based on licensing with manufacturers. Case in point, I bought Midnight Club Dub Edition because it had the 64 Impala SS in it. I have a 64 SS that I'm restoring. It is way cheaper to model what I want to look like on the game than it would be on one of those computer programs.
I approve.
Oh My Geez says, I remember buying Funny Little Feeling by the Rock and Roll Soldiers because I heard it on MVP Baseball 2005.
I don't even know what song it is, but it doesn't sound very good.
He's probably brainwashed. Lord Recluse
it's
got to you.
It's not your fault.
Lord Recluse got to you.
My product.
I guess to answer our question from last week, does in-game advertising work? No, I don't remember ever having bought a product or music or anything else because it was used in a game.
But you just heard three people who did.
I know.
So it's like, I mean, that's all. I mean, as long as... See, I blame you three people who bought albums because you heard it on video games. All they need to do is get like 1% of the people who see the advertisements to actually buy something, probably a lot less than that, and it's worthwhile for them. And so now it's just going to just get worse. They're going to be everywhere.
I did want to mention that because we have so many forum posts, I'm going to pick four or five of them at random.
Not four or five at random, four or five of the best. You just can't just post nothing like how I just come on here and just say whatever and expect to get on the podcast. I'm going to be quiet now.
Don't give away our secret. I picked some of the ones that I did because I was surprised, like I said, that 22% of the people said, yes, in-game advertising works. The brainwashing is taking effect. So I gave some of those examples. So
that's a pretty good return.
Yeah, it really is.
About marketing.
The closest I've come to actually buying in-game product would be downloading like a decent song and like an old Tony Hawk soundtrack or something. I mean, that's the closest I've ever come. Downloading legally, of course, because there was legal downloading back when Tony Hawk 1 and 2 was out, you know what I mean?
Yar, me bucko!
Forum poll for next week. Aside from lowering the price of the PlayStation 3, is there anything that Sony can do to get you to buy one?
Next topic.
Mailbag. I've gotten a lot of emails, and I respond to every single one of them. Just for time, though, we're going to cut it down to maybe four or five, some of the better emails that ask some interesting, discussable questions. J-Rock 3x8. Your comments inspired me to write both of my senators and let them know what I thought of the investigation announcement. I finally had enough of Washington misrepresenting every facet of the game. They had a preteen kid playing the game on the news today. Hello, where were the kid's parents, and why are they letting him play M-rated video games?
Preach it, brother. Preach it on the mountain.
Indeed. You know, we slip in a little politics now and again. You can write your senators, and you can let them know that they are indeed insane. It works better if you're over 18, though. If you're under 18, you may get mom and dad's permission. Maybe bug them until they write letters to the senators. Don't tell them what it's for. 15-year-old Timmy, don't explain that you actually want pornographic sexual material in your video games, and that's why you want them to write to senators. You can come up with something better. You know, tell them that they're going to ban Hello Kitty. That's cool.
You're telling
Nancy
them
Drew
to lie.
Search for the old clock.
No, I am telling them to lie, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Lying's
telling
bad,
them to lie.
Kid. Don't lie. Don't lie. Come up with something realistically good.
Don't out and out lie. Just skew the facts to make the truth, still say the truth, but make it more acceptable.
Remind them that in about, I don't know, 40 more years, they're not going to be able to wipe their own butts.
There you go.
And that home's looking more and more like a likely place each and every day.
Chris Charlton. Why has the opening music been changed? I am discombobulated from the 8-bit music in episodes 14 and 15. After a second listen, it ain't terrible, but it was a big change since I enjoyed the industrial opening prior. Pretty much, I make the music the day of that I'm recording it. I need something really small and little. We used to use this really awesome death metal band.
Why don't you do that as part of a contest? To have someone, like, you know, for to get
suck.
On the show. Well, you get
and
to pick
have
which
to
one.
Pick one of them.
We did get a couple of requests. People were emailing me asking about the intro music for the first few shows, so I posted one or two links to the songs on there. We know we suck. Please don't complain that we suck. I think I've asked for intro music before. If you guys have intro music, don't send me the actual music. Send me an email to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. I'll tell you where you can send that big file to, though. There's also a lot of people asking for the ham sandwich theme song. I've literally sat down on two separate occasions with my keyboard and tried to write a ham sandwich theme song. Do you realize how hard it is to write a ham sandwich theme song?
You should be more inspired. We're talking about ham.
Chris Charlton did want me to pimp www.generalfrequency.com. It is a vidcast show he's doing for Onage in Gaming. Like if you go to Nebraska and a blind kid beats you in Soul Calibur and you want to post it online. And Raj Kumar from Australia, in show 14, it said that at the end, you said it was show 13. Congrats, you win. That was the secret little thing that I didn't think anyone would notice. But you know,
the secret Easter.
And, your prize is, we've made it illegal to sell AO video games in the country.
Congratulations. If you have any complaints about that, blame Raj.
Yeah. Sorry, Raj. No, actually, dude, I can barely remember
Here's
what
thing,
I did
Raj,
this morning, let alone last week.
I'm barely paying attention to what we're doing now, let alone when poor Chris has to go and edit this thing all by himself. I'd look for more Easter eggs in the future.
So thank you for writing. And again, if you are from Australia, drop a line and just let me know. They're making everything illegal. Everything is like three times more expensive as it should be.
It has the largest concentration of poisonous animals on the planet.
So yeah, if you're in Australia, let us know. Am I misinformed? Are your video games not like $70 US or higher? Our last email this week, Supersonic says, why are there so many PlayStation 2 reviews when compared to something like the DS, which only has like three reviews?
But there's only three games.
To be honest, we
DS,
haven't even reviewed not only one DS game. We don't have a DS. Don't have any intention of buying the DS, although I would recommend it over the PSP.
Ivan had the DS, and he no longer has broadband, so we're not going to hear about that anymore.
Yeah, Ivan was our in, and he moved away. So
and before I get flamed by the Nintendo fanatics, I thought Chris said PSP, not Nintendo DS.
The DS isn't the llama's nipple yet either, though, to be honest. It's better than the PlayStation 3. Like, I'd rather have a loose-toothed girlfriend than a gap-toothed girlfriend. You know what I mean? It's, like, not much difference. I don't know why I picked that.
I'm not quite sure what that
I'm not following your guys' analogies.
What do you mean you're not following my analogies?
I'd rather have gold pudding pop than the melted pudding pop. That's all I'm trying to get across in this argument. And my Bill Cosby is even worse than Chris.
Yes, indeed.
I never even attempted to do Bill Cosby before. I wonder how this is going to come out. Oh, God, this is horrible. Maybe I should stop. Nah, better finish the sentence so at least the joke comes out.
This is Bill Cosby, you know.
I love the Pudding Pops and the Dream Station video game show.
Wow, that's probably your best one yet.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Next topic.
We have arrived safely at our destination, being the end of the show.
Just so you know, you wouldn't let me tell them the battlefield thing, but you never even brought that up.
Oh.
We never told the story.
No. This is the part where I say, so does anybody have anything else? Anyone at all with the name beginning with a K and ending in Eath have anything at all to say?
Yes, I do.
Catherine
I have a good story to tell about Battlefield 2 that I need to request also for people playing Battlefield to stop doing it. There have been multiple times you hop in a plane or a helicopter or something and you're going along and I'm working the gun and I'm looking around who to shoot, and I look over. If you look to the left or the right, you can actually see inside the plane, and there was just an empty seat. So then I keep going back and looking around, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute. And I realize that Chris jumped out of the plane a couple seconds ago, and I'm still working the gun, and he never told me he jumped out of the plane. So I'm like shooting across the map. I'm way out of the map zone, plummeting to the ground. So I try to hop into the pilot seat, and it doesn't work.
Dude, this parachute works really good if you hit the key at the right time. Parachute? Oh, God, there's no one in the driver's seat.
If you are a Battlefield 2 player, you know, show some love.
So that's the end of our crappy show. We hope it was mildly amusing. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have an email, send it to us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you're so inclined, podcastdaily.com. You can vote once a month. And we'll hope to see you back same time next week. Thanks for listening.
That was show number 16, by the way.
Show number 13. From now on, every show is 13.